Hi there, I'm Sam Rashidiak. I'm the author of Living to 100%, The 10 Unbreakable Rules of Time Management, 7 Minutes Motivation, and this is my latest project. It's called Balanced Circles. This episode is all about learning. It's about when do we start learning and how do we learn and how do we continue learning. If you ever had the opportunity to study psychology, one of the foundation of this magnificent science will be about learning and how do we learn and to be able to understand the evolution of the brain and mind in this. Well, they start normally studying babies to understand how the brain grows, how babies start learning, and so on. There is a fascinating small game that parents play with their infant child that is almost universally known as peek-a-poo, where the parent, the adult, hide his or her face from the child and then show it again with the word peek-a-poo. Well, where I come from, this world is called ba-usi. But anyways, the look on the child's face at the moment is priceless. Everybody who already did that at one point in time, they remember that the child is fascinated. They smile, they laugh, and they're like surprised. For those of us who are not too technical in this, the game is nice. It brings a lot of positive vibes and simply fun and easy to play with a child. But in psychology, the explanation of that is much more deeper, yet simple. The infant's brain at that stage of learning really thinks that the other person disappeared. Imagine. So throughout time, the game will start being less and less interesting as a child develops the understanding of how it works. So now, moving on to another very nice thing about babies, when they start to walk or talk. Their first attempts are always the most important and most desired to witness by the parents. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, no one ever is expecting a child's first words would be to be or not to be. That is the question. Imagine. But instead, they might start speaking in a very alienated form of speech until one day they say something that sounds like da-da. Or the day when the child will try and stand up all by themselves and then fall down in a very cute and adorable way. Imagine, I mean, the internet is filled with all of those cute, adorable baby videos about them trying to stand up, trying to talk, trying to laugh, and all of those things. But let's look at the learning part of that. How do learning encouragement go hand in hand from the parents' side? What is the role of the parents at that stage? In simple terms, I'm just going to list them to you. Protecting, encouraging, motivating, correcting, and then raising the bar. And we start all over. Protecting, encouraging, motivating, correcting, and then raising the bar, and we start all over. You see, a child saying da-da is way different than a 10 years old speaking like that. So first, there's a safe environment to actually innovate and do whatever you like. Then you get the encouragement to do so. Then you get a cheerful motivation and a correction. But then the parent is no longer impressed by that attempt. And then they require more efforts. So a 2-year-old saying da-da is different than a 10-year-old saying da-da. At the first, whenever they say anything, they will start and say, woohoo, wow, great, fantastic, keep on doing it, da-da. And then they start correcting, like, well, not da-da, say ba-ba, okay? And afterwards, they keep saying da-da, 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 and the parents are no longer impressed, so they have to put more effort, and so on. So they are in a protective environment, the encouragement to speak, then the motivation, go, 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 and the correction, and then it's no longer enough. We raise the bar, do it again, but better this time. This applies a lot when we are, let's say, managers, and we want to encourage and coach and motivate our employees. This applies to managers who have employees, but at the same time, your own manager, you as the manager of yourself. You see, you are your own manager, and you need to start motivating yourself using these rules. And trust me, you will succeed. You see, you start small, you encourage yourself to try, and then you start rewarding yourself for the small improvements that you made. You correct yourself, you raise the bar, and then repeat. Whenever you are starting something, especially in the discovery phase, remember the child. A child, I heard that from Jim Rohn in one of his speeches. He was saying, like, in the early ages, children get fascinated to discover. That's why they can learn multiple languages altogether, because they're fascinated. They're learning, they're doing things. It's incredibly beautiful for them. So put yourself in that same environment. Encourage yourself to start small. Get fascinated by it. Get fascinated by that particular experience. Go, go, go. Don't worry, you will fall. It's okay, but don't settle. Don't settle by the small improvement that you made. Okay, great, reward yourself and then correct yourself, raise the bar, and then repeat. If you like this program and you like to learn more about my writings, my teachings, my concepts, I encourage you to go to samershidiak.com. Sign up there, sign up to my podcast. This was Sam Ershidiak. I will see you next time.